أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
He's saying, is it an act of kufr for anyone to take this, or is it an act of kufr for anyone to promote this, despite knowing what this does in terms of.
And the ulama is giving the fatwas to take it. A lot of sheikhs are giving fatwas.
And those who have the knowledge, the scientific knowledge and the technical knowledge, we wish to be able to come to a determination causing this effect and that effect. They can comment on your question. I don't have that scholarship. And I think it's too late now in my life for me to go and study medicine. So I cannot offer an answer beyond eschatology. Okay, but if the evidence is there, harmful, and the scientific colleagues who have not been corrupted, confirm that the fact is harmful, then of course it would be sinful to take it.
Yeah.
What if
becomes mandatory? I tell you what I will do. Up to you to decide what you will do. I will apply for asylum and leave that country. I will do what Nabi Muhammad did. He left his beloved Makkah. He left the Kaaba. And he went to Medina. So I will leave Trinidad and head for when? Venezuela. I'll head for Venezuela. That is asylum. If on the other hand they hold me down and the law does not allow that, then we're heading for court. I don't want money from you. No. I want the court to declare that what you have done is against in violation of the law, you must be punished for what you did. I don't want compensation, no, no. I want the court to declare that you are wrong.
Chef, in your opinion, do you... Again, I think Sheikh sticks to what he's studied, and he speaks from an eschatological point of view, but I'll see if the Sheikh is willing.
The question is not connected to biological warfare, but I should answer you. I have a book in the back entitled The Jal, the Quran, and the Jasad. Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
The Jasad. You've not heard about the Jasad?
Good.
Right. The most direct reference in the whole Quran to Dajjal. Let me repeat that. The most direct reference to Dajjal in the whole Quran is this verse of the Quran in Surah Al-Sad, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a vision to Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا سُلَيْمَانَ وَأَلْقَيْنَا عَلَىٰ كُرْسِيهِ جَسَدٌ رُمَّانَ. Please read my book, Dajjal, the Quran and the Jasad. And in that book, I have offered a comment on the battle. And you will see where that comment is connected with what is happening in the world today, but not with the next question.
Mahatma, do you think the links to bringing about a global economic collapse, and when do you think that would be to get rid of all of the paper money in the world?
Repeat the question for those on the internet.
Do you think that the has been created for the collapse of the economy? And when do you think that will happen?
Well, I commend you for that question, because certainly it is a pertinent question. And the answer is yes. I did make mention, if I remember correctly, that our Prophet said, if you are in the area, don't leave. And if you're outside, don't enter. But he never said to shut down the market. He never said to deprive people of their means of livelihood. He never said that. So where are the scholars of Islam? Eating biryani as usual and going to sleep? Why do I have to complain and complain and complain and complain? He never said shut down the economy. He never spoke about. Are there any ulama in Pakistan? Do they have any? That a scholar of Islam will raise his voice and teach the government a lesson. That what you are doing in Pakistan is in conflict with what our Prophet has said. And alert the people. Where are the scholars? He never said to destroy the economy. But you have a prime minister in Pakistan who understands a little bit of what they want to do. And he said, I'm not going to allow this to destroy the economy.
You read that from me, okay? That's quite long.
So he's trying to manage the in such a way that he would please the masters who are outside and yet save the country from destruction. Rather than standing up with integrity and calling a spade, but that's what the Quran asks people. Kulu kawlan sadida. Speak a plain and straightforward word. Don't speak with a forked tongue to try to please Washington on the one hand and save Pakistan on the other hand. My answer is definitely is being used to destroy the small men, the small businesses. And so money, the rich will rule over the poor.
The Albanian brother over there has written a question. What do you think about this?
I know that the world war is coming. I know it's coming soon. But I don't know on which date it will occur and at what time. So to ask me what date it will occur and at what time. Be reasonable in your questions. Nobody knows. Sheikh, will it be on the 15th of October?
Yeah.
I know it is soon. I don't know how soon. And I also know that this is going to unfold in multiple. But how soon will it reach its culmination with the wiping off of the Arabs? I don't know. It could be a few years. But I don't know how long.
Okay, I'm just going to ask a ready-made question first. So based on the topic, biological warfare, you mentioned that there was a problem created by these sinister people, and at the same time, the solution created by the very same sinister people. Is that right? And so if so, is there a connection between the Hegelian dialectic problem, reaction, solution, and Yajuj and Majuj being of that nature, creating the problem and the solution.
The Hegelian philosophy of history is that history moves in a particular way from a thesis to an antithesis to a synthesis. Opposite and then synthesis. That Hegelian philosophy of history. I can speak on the topic because Maulana Fadlur Rahman Ansari brought a philosopher of history to teach me in the classroom of the Alimi Institute of Islamic Studies to teach me the philosophy of history. That's the difference between this profile of scholarship and the Darul Uloom. I could comment on the Hegelian philosophy of history because I've studied the subject. That's the difference between this profile and that. Western civilization used that Hegelian philosophy of history to declare that history is now ending with the ultimate and final synthesis. That this is the end of history. There's nothing more to come. History is reaching its end with the modern West. All previous civilizations belong to the museums of history. They're now obsolete and moribund. And this has come to stay the modern West. What a load of rubbish. Our philosophy, a philosophy of history is quite different. But yes, they give you, and then they say the vaccine is a solution. But they're not synthesizing the two. They're moving to a third sinister agenda. And I have suggested to you, and remember, this is my view, and you don't have to accept my view. Number one, a significant reduction of the population of the world. And number two, the fulfillment of the prophecy that the Arabs will be wiped out.
Yes, one question. Do you think, Sheikh, that the with this in mind, that the parents are passing away, the older generation will be passing away, you hear so many things were about the parents have passed away, but the children are left behind. And another method of demolishing society, demolishing our children, is this part of, do you think, the agenda here? What they're trying to do, because it does seem to be affecting the children.
You have a part American, part British accent.
Yeah, I know. I'm not over there. I'm not over here.
I have a Caribbean accent. The child's special target are the children. And the child's second target are the women. But the primary target is the children. And that's why the law now is requiring, eventually, all over the world, you cannot go to school unless you have it. And that the body of the child is has less capability of resisting harmful effects from the adult. And therefore, clearly, the child is more vulnerable to damage in this biological warfare than the other.
The brother over there has asked, do the Muslims have a sign of countermeasure in biological warfare? Do they have a right to countermeasure biological warfare?
The only way that it is possible for us to make a proper response to biological warfare is if we can develop the scholarship with which to deal with Dajjal. If you don't have that scholarship, you're just whistling in the wind. Nobody's going to listen to you. And where is that scholarship today? It does not exist. I know because I'm 83 years of age by the moon. I graduated from the Alimi Institute of Islamic Studies in 1971 at the age of 29. And I graduated with the gold medal as the best student. The gold medal. I then left the Alimi Institute and went to two universities to study international relations. And in the first university, I taught my class. I have traveled extensively in the world. I just came from Albania. Before that, I was 5 months all over Pakistan. I have written about 31st book now is about to be published. I have engaged scholars from around the world. I have an enormous amount of experience. So when I say to you that we do not have the scholarship in the world of Islam, it does not exist, with which to be able to establish a firm response to Dajjal. How do we move forward? There's only one way. And that is we have to create a new generation of scholars of Islam. And I say that that new generation of scholars of Islam that will come will not come from the Darul Uloom. You can continue to pour your money into the Darul Uloom. It's not going to produce that scholarship. That scholarship will come from the profile of men like Dr. Muhammad Iqbal. His most distinguished student was my teacher, Maulana Dr. Muhammad Fadlur Rahman and Salih. Our Prophet said that my ummah is like the rain. I do not know which shower is better, the first or the last. And I have argued that the last shower of rain must have a scholarly component in addition to the military. We know the military is coming from Khorasan. But where will we find the last shower of scholarly rain? Most certainly not from brainwashed Turkey. Most certainly not. Brainwashed Turkey. The Arab world is going to be suffering and suffering and suffering. They are already suffering. But their suffering is going to intensify to such an extent a man will pass by a grave and roll on the grave and say, I wish I were in the grave rather than dead man. So the Arabs are going to be struggling just to survive. That's the pitiful condition of the Arab world. Tremendous suffering. The army which is going to liberate Jerusalem is not going to be an Arab army. It's coming from way of Khorasan. Where will that scholarship come from? Not from Southeast Asia, not from Africa. I have come to the conclusion, this is my view, that it will come from Pakistan, not from the government of Pakistan. I'm not from the armed forces, no. I'm talking about the young people in Pakistan. It'll come from Pakistan, but it'll come from the profile of scholarship of Dr. Iqbal and my teacher, Dr. Ansari. I don't put myself in that category. I'm a schoolboy compared to them. And I'm there now trying, planting the seeds for that next generation of scholars of Islam, which will come, who will have the scholarly profile of Khidr alayhi salam, and will be able to respond credibly to biological warfare.
Sheikh, is there any insight that you can give on what role jinns play in the biological warfare, whether it's...
For this question, it's going to take 10 minutes.
Well, maybe you want another one first.
This question is going to take 10 minutes. Technical question, but if you read my book on the jasad, the jaw, the Quran, and the jasad, and if you read the second book on the Quran, the Great War, and the West, these two books, they're very small books. It'll give you an insight on the role of the jinn in what is unfolding in Akhirat Zaman.
I just have one more written question.
One more.
Many of
I suggest you look for another scholar because I don't know what to say to you. You make your own choice.
Yeah, I'm sorry, if I can try someone else first.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. I've got a philosophical question. Is it, will the Imam Mahdi, will he come subject to us being ready? Or is it that we are waiting for Imam Mahdi when he is ready, appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
So about the arrival of Imam Mahdi, is it a case of the Imam will come when we are ready for him, or is it a case that we will be waiting and in need of him and then he will come?
I already answered your question. I gave you a timeline of events. That timeline of events culminates with Dajjal declaring in Jerusalem, Anal Masih, I am the Messiah. I said that it was only then and not before that Allah will send the Imam. The Imam is not going to come when I ask him to come or when he chooses to come. The Imam will come when Allah sends him. And when Allah sends him, after the Dajjal has declared, I am the Messiah, then very quickly, the Arabian Peninsula will be liberated from the traitors with a capital T, who now rule over Saudi Arabia. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, please listen carefully and record it for me. It came out of a garbage bin and it is destined to return to the garbage bin. Not the people. There are many of them who are my students. I'm talking about those who control power in Saudi Arabia. They probably want to crucify me for that comment. I don't care, two peanuts for them. Life and death are in Allah's hands. Not in the hands of MBS. When the Khilafah state is established in Makkah, then Israel considers this to be the greatest threat of all to facts to labor. And then the hunt will begin to try to capture the Imam and kill him. And that leads to a massive military invasion of Syria. I said this in my lecture. To capture the Imam and kill him. It is at that time that two things happen. Number one, an army comes from Khorasan, and no one will be able to stop it until it reaches Jerusalem. And number two, Allah sends back Nabi Isa alayhi salam. That's the answer to your question. Okay, we have to decide how many more questions.
Yes.
I am tired.
One more from me, and maybe one more from the audience. Is that
you decide, not me.
Okay. One more from me then. What are your views on the hadith where Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that my ummah will be destroyed by a military strike and ta'un? Is this basically indicating to the ta'un and the ta'na? Are you aware of this hadith?
I am not prepared to come. I know many hadiths on Akhir al-Zaman, on which I have never commented. I've never commented on this, and I move agonizingly slowly with my eschatology. I move agonizing slowly because I want to go step by step to ensure that I build a foundation for those who come after me that is a secure foundation. You can't shake it even with a bulldozer. So for that, you need to do an extensive and intensive study before you accept a hadith. So this hadith, I am not prepared as yet to comment on it. Next question.
It's a very long one. I think maybe you're...
You said one for you, one for them.
Okay.
Rather than from Santa Claus.
Russia is returning to her Orthodox Christian heart. But Russia still has many miles to go to complete that journey. And Afghanistan is now posing a tremendous problem for Putin. I can't speak on the subject further. The limitations of Russia's return to her Christian heart. They have miles to go. But still, despite that, Russia can be trusted. But Russia will not tell lies to you and seek to deceive you. I trust Russia. So if I have to take that's my answer
for you. Okay, I think we've taken a lot of the Sheikh's time. Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.
Announcement, yeah.
Yes.
I have another 9 days left before I fly to Trinidad, inshallah. And I'm getting requests now for other sessions. If you're listening to me either here or on the internet, when you're in London, and you want to organize a session in a masjid, just send me an email, inhussein@imranhussein.org. And we'll see whether we have an evening we can give to you. We have a limited number of books at the back, only 4 copies of each book. So if you don't get the book that you want, you can wait until another lecture is scheduled. Or you can send me an email, in which case we can send the book to you by mail. Okay? And I want to thank you for being such a patient audience with me and pray that Allah might protect you in this age of biological warfare.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh. Please do spend time with the Sheikh. Please treat him with the best of hospitality. We're very fortunate to have him. It might be our last chance. So please do
make the books for other guys.
Yeah, and please do buy his books as well. And he, you can bring the books for him to autograph.
I need a pen.
Okay. All right.
2012.
I don't think you remember that. I have to
see you.
I've been 17, 18 years. That's the last time I've come to see you.
Write your name if you want me to autograph. Janine Shaman. Okay. Okay. Are you leaving now? We don't need pen to you.
Okay.
If you write your name, it's better for me. Zafia.
Write your name.
Okay, let's give the sisters a little space here. You still here? Very good. What name?
My name is
Fatima. Oh, you guys
are and who are you?
And this is Fatima. One of the main
stars.
Sonia. Fatima. We don't have it in Britain, we have it in Pakistan. And shipping is not possible. This time shipping is many, many. Yes, the only way we can send it now is by email or courier. That'll be frightfully expensive.
Okay. So if I want to get it,
the best way is to download it from the internet with your printer. Yes. Okay. Did I not get your name? Yes. My name? Sonia. No problem. Go ahead. Come on this side. Okay. If you write your name, yes, better for me. Online Not so difficult to get a piece of paper and write.
Sorry, I don't know. Take a picture.
No. You should write your name for me. Write your name on a piece of paper for me. Anybody? Put it down in an essay, we put it on the internet. I don't want you to convince me. I just want you to put your views on the internet. And an essay, we put it on the internet. And then people will read it. Yeah. Alaikum salam. What name? Put it down on a piece of paper. Is it so difficult? I have a friend who wants to wonder if we're going to take me fishing with him. Yeah. He promised to take me fishing next time I go to school. Sometime next year, I don't know when. After Ramadan, I have to go to I need to go to another camp. And I need to go to school. Okay, you will.
Okay, we'll wrap this up. Okay, if anyone has anything urgent, maybe just quickly to the Sheikh.
My pen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. My pen, man.
All right, Bismillah. My walking stick. Are we out there?
Sheikh.
Oh, your name? Where's the book? Thank you. Bishop,
you're a okay, silent.